Scott Munchermaker is the executive chef at the Beefsteak Club in downtown, and we'd like to have him come in and talk food. And since it's St. Patrick's Day on Monday and the St. Patrick's Parade is tomorrow, and so we basically in downtown Fargo at least get to St. Patrick's Day, we thought we'd talk Irish food. And Scott Munchermaker, welcome to KFGO again.
Howdy, Jack. How you doing?
Well, very well. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you since last Saturday night.
That's true.
And we made the rounds, and it was a lot of fun hanging with you. You know, it's always good to have a friend who can repair computers. It's always good to have a friend who can repair cars. And it's always great to have a friend who's an executive chef.
Hmm. What do I bring to your life?
Magic. It's always always good to have someone who can do a trick.
That's all right. Right.
Yeah, with the whole
what?
Well, magic, like card tricks, stuff
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what, I'm sorry.
What
it was,
is wrong
it was
with
another
you?
Pop quiz. Anyway, back to you, Scotty.
So. Nice to see you, Scotty.
Good to see you guys.
The are you going to be open on St. Patrick's or tomorrow?
Oh, of course. Of course.
For the parade?
Yeah, we're opening up for breakfast. We're going to do some Irish breakfast, the old Guinness and chocolate donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have that going on. Then we got a few other things. Yeah.
Going to fry up any potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Eggs?
We're going to do the old corned beef and hash.
Oh,
yeah.
Super. Yeah. Okay, that'd be good.
You know, the fact of the matter is that Ireland isn't really famous for great food. It's potatoes and lamb.
That's really it, and whiskey.
So my suggestion to you, and you can elaborate on if you wish, is Guinness stew. I had some that was absolutely great when I was in Ireland. And maybe lamb. So what do you think? Where should we go?
Well, we're going to combine the both of them, and we're going to make a Guinness stew with lamb. All right. So starting out with that Guinness stew, we're going to do 2 large carrots, 3 stalks of celery, and 2 large yellow onions. You know, that's your basic mirepoix. And then we're also going to get that lamb together. And what you can just use on this is some leg of lamb that's pretty readily available at, you know, a lot of the grocery stores. And so you're going to dice that up, dice all that up about half-inch chunks. And we'll saute that in a little bit of olive oil. And then we're going to, just until you get just a little bit of color on there, and then we're going to add a 4-ounce can of tomato paste. And we're just going to cook that for about 5 minutes. And then what we're going to do then is deglaze with about 3/4 cup of red wine.
And deglaze is, please?
Deglaze is when you introduce a liquid into a hot pan after something's been cooking in it, and what that does is it loosens what the French term the fond, and what's that loosely translated is the foundation. So the foundation is all those little bits that stick to your the bottom of your pan when you're cooking something. When you loosen those up, that brings so much flavor to your soups, your stocks, your sauces, everything.
And when is the deglazing done? How do you know?
When it's done is, it goes really quick.
Okay.
You dump in your red wine, you're going to cook that for a minute, and you're going to rub all those little bits off the bottom of your pan, and then you're going to start adding the rest of your liquids.
You used another French term early, your mirepoix.
Mirepoix.
Which is?
That's your carrots, celery, and onions.
That's
and
basic ingredients.
Yeah, classically, it's 25% carrots, 25% celery, 50% onion.
Okay, so now we're deglazing with red wine.
Yep, we're deglazing with red wine, and then what we're going to do is we're going to add 2 12-ounce bottles of Guinness.
Mm. Oh, now that's a good, okay.
Yeah. And then we're going to add about 2 quarts of beef stock, and then what we're going to do is we're going to dice up a couple of Yukon gold potatoes, medium size, and about half-inch chunks on that, and we're going to throw those in, just let that simmer until those potatoes are fork tender, and there you go.
You had as much beef stock in there as you did Guinness.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you recommend like Guinness from a can or a bowl, or should you get it from the the tap and bring it home?
What?
Well, if you
not a bowl, a can or a bottle or from
right.
The tap.
Well, I just use bottles just because we don't have it on tap over there. But yeah, if you got tap Guinness, then by all means use that.
All right, and then the lamb is all a part of that, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Well. All right. And do you have anything other Irishy thing you want to toss out at us?
Yeah, I got we talk about some corned beef and cabbage and
God, I love that.
And a little potato recipe to go along with that.
Now, can you make it spectacular, because corned beef and cabbage is corned beef and cabbage. What are you going to do with it, man?
Well, it's corned beef and cabbage. I mean, there's not a whole lot of
Okay, what's the recipe?
All right. So, what we're going to do is we're going to get about a 6 to 10 pound brisket, and we're going to put this into a brine. And for the brine, what you're going to do is you're going to do 1/2 cup of pickling spice, 3 cinnamon sticks, 5 garlic cloves, 1/4 cup of whole peppercorns, 3 gallons of cold water, 2 cups of salt, and 2 cups of sugar. And that's for the brine. You're going to go about 5 to 7 days on this. That's going to give the meat a chance to really absorb some of those really nice flavors, you know, the garlic and the pickling spices and everything else like that.
Well, that is something new for me. I've made corned beef and cabbage. I've just bought the brisket and put it in with the cabbage, but you're suggesting brining it ahead of time.
Yep, brining it ahead of time. So, yeah, and then after we get that all done, what we're going to do is we're going to rinse that brisket clean because it's going to have a lot of residual salt and everything on the outside, so you want to get rid of that. So then we're going to simmer that in about 3 gallons of water, 1/4 cup of pickling spice, 1/4 cup of peppercorns, 3 bay leaves. And, you know, you can throw something else in there if you want to make it a little bit spicier. You know, throw some cayenne pepper, some crushed red pepper flakes. And now we're going to simmer that until the internal temperature is about 190 to 200 degrees. That's when all that connective tissue that makes a brisket such a tough piece of meat, when it hits that 190 to 200 degrees, that's when it's going to dissolve all that connective tissue, and it's just going to be melting in your mouth.
All right.
So after we hit that temperature in that same liquid that we're simmering our brisket in, we're going to throw in a couple heads of cabbage and just simmer that for about 5 to 10 minutes, and there's your cabbage. So yeah.
Well, that sounds so good, and it doesn't sound like the neighborhood would have to be evacuated. When you're cooking it.
Right.
With all those other cool ingredients.
Just the immediate area, yeah. not the whole neighborhood.
Any other thing you want to add here?
Yeah, I came up with a recipe. We call it smashed potatoes. They're going to go with your brisket or your corned beef and cabbage. What we're going to do is we're going to simmer some Yukon Golds. It's up to you how many you want to do. So we're going to simmer those in some beef stock until they're fork tender, and we're going to remove those right away and throw those in some cold, cold water. You can do an ice bath if you want to. And after those are done, you can just, after they're cooled off, what you can do is take those out and smash them in the palms of your hands so they flatten out, but they're still, you know, they still hold their form, but they're flat. So, and then after that, in a cast iron skillet or a really heavy bottom pan on medium-high heat, we're going to add about 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil and 3 tablespoons of butter. We're going to put those taters in there, brown them, and then just season that with some fresh cracked black pepper, some salt, some herbs, and some fresh chopped garlic. Pretty simple.
Wow, those are delicious. Those recipes, his suggestions, are podcast at KFGO.com or will be. Now, can you stick around just for another second?
Yeah.
Okay. I know the corned beef and cabbage is pretty simple, but you classed it up a little bit because I also know you've done a little mixology in your day.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder know if you can give us a recipe for Irish coffee.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right. I had the best Irish coffee I've ever had early one morning in Ireland. Just outside of Dublin, we stopped. It's a place where I bought my engagement ring, or we bought our engagement rings. It was a pub and jewelry store. How handy is that? And they had the best Irish coffee. It was pretty sissified. But Scott Mutcherbaker, Irish coffee.
All right. For my Irish coffee, what I'm thinking is I'm going to take some coffee, right? Get your coffee. And what I'm going to do is probably put this in. This is kind of one of the cocktails that I do over at the club there. So we'll put the coffee into like a wine glass, a long stem wine glass, and then we'll pour in a couple ounces of Jameson or an Irish whiskey of some sort, and we'll actually heat the outside of that glass with a torch, and that's going to heat up that alcohol, and that alcohol is going to start to want to evaporate. And so you light that on fire, right? Oh. And then I'll sprinkle in a little bit of like nutmeg, cinnamon. And it's gonna give you a little fireworks too, and then just finish that off with some nice Baileys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that sounds remarkably like the one that I was served on that magical day three years ago.
Well, there we go.
That's great. So you're going to be open with some Guinness and some donuts tomorrow morning.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a little Irish breakfast tomorrow morning. So we're gonna open up about 10 o'clock. So.
All right, man. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
It's always good to see you, and we'll probably see you later. My Jane and I will be out a little later on today.
All right, sounds good. Maybe we can have a repeat of Saturday.
I hope not. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.